When Mozart sits down to paint, he just paints. I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
Well, music.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yes, yeah. Music.
11:36, Thursday morning, here with The Invasion, Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren, Anthony Davis. That's right, street clothes himself. Shockingly, never play, so he had time to jump on a podcast and share his thoughts. What was it like getting traded for Luka? What was it like the reception in Dallas? You'll hear Anthony Davis himself coming up here in 15 minutes or so. But right now, it is time for a little boy music brought to you by Globe Life.
Thank you, Matt. We're going to assume, Travis, that it is. So you guys know how much I love the samples and trying to figure out what song is what of this and that and all that. Love it. Used to do a Wednesday, Thursday night F around with Jake here. We would do the sampler platter. First came about when Bob was in a restaurant listening to, I can't remember what restaurant he was in, and he thought he was listening to Kanye's Gold Digger.
Okay.
But it's Ray Charles. It was the Ray Charles song that was playing. And he was like, what the hell? So wow. That's how we kind of came about that. And we started doing this. And I love trying to figure those things out. Well, I saw something yesterday on social media that I didn't know anything about. I knew that this song was sampling this song, but I didn't know that the original artist had a response to it because she was upset that she didn't get that sample cleared. And so I did a little research about, you know, how this all started and have you had to clear all these things, because we all know it was a free for all beforehand as far as getting music. No one cared. They didn't pay for anything. They didn't ask for anything. But this one case in 91 that changed the landscape of music as far as sampling goes.
Okay.
So let's start with the song that was made in the 90s. It's a group called Color Me Bad. It's an R&B song, and the song was called I Wanna Sex You Up.
Yeah, stop, I remember this.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
I had the video playing.
Oh, yeah.
It was the video. It's not the song, it's just the video.
Come inside, take off your coat, I'll make you feel at home. Now let's pour a glass of wine, cause now we're all alone. I've been waiting all night, so just let me hold you close to me. Cause I've been dying for you, girl, to make love to me.
The song was big in the 90s. It was
it
a
was
big R&B hit. Yeah, so
I wanna sex you up.
Okay, mark that. And that's Color Me Bad. Yeah, I Want to Sex You Up. And it's actually a sample from Betty Wright. The song is called Tonight Is the Night. And even the little song in the background of Color Me Bad was, I know you're not going to sing that song. This is directly from Betty Wright and Tonight Is the Night. This song is awesome, dude. It's a good tune.
Tonight is the night that you make me want. Now, I never intended recording this song. It was a personal.
I think she talks a lot in between. I want to get to some other things. So this is a sample of that song. Well, I just found out yesterday that Betty Wright did a remake of Tonight Is the Night. And it was included a little verse in the diss track towards Color Me Bad for sampling her song without her permission. So
okay.
Play that, Travis. Even putting their song
in
it.
Did you think I was asleep or dead and gone? Baby, even in my sleep, I keep my ears on. No, you're not gonna sing that song. Furthermore, I was singing and
doctor was slapping your butt, trying to wake you up. And guess what? I'm probably old enough to be your mama and another thing. I'm proud to be a member of the not the Sugar Hill, but the Over the Hill gang. But you can't join, baby, you know why? Because you can't sing.
So it's kind of cool. I didn't know that that even existed.
That's pretty funny.
Until yesterday that Betty Wright had an answer to Color Me Bad for stealing that sample. So you start thinking about how this first started and why you have to get permission. And it was Biz Markie. And that was the first sampling lawsuit that ever went around.
Out there.
Biz Markie back in 1991 because he had a song called Alone Again. So let's play a little bit of Alone Again from Biz Markie. You know what? I have no clue if this is clean.
It's Biz Markie.
But we'll...
Does he cuss a lot?
We'll continue to play it and just see. Everyone, keep your ears on alert.
That's my man Cliff. As I flagged him down, he pulled to the side. At this moment, I had to swallow my pride. Because usually I wouldn't ask for a lift, but it was cold as hell.
Okay, let's just get the, we have the rhythm behind
we get
the underneath it. So he took this from Gilbert O'Sullivan, and the song is called Alone Again from Gilbert O'Sullivan. So he didn't even attempt to change the name. So he just ripped the music, and he's rapping over the music. Gilbert O'Sullivan hears this and was like, yeah, man, that's my tune. You didn't ask for permission to take this. And
I promised myself to treat myself and visit a nearby town.
And I had no idea of this song. I never heard this song before. So when he asked Gilbert O'Sullivan for permission, they turned it down. He used it and released the song anyway. Gilbert O'Sullivan sued him. So when they did that, the judge ordered them to pay $250,000. The studio couldn't release the track or the album and then referred the matter to criminal court, accusing Biz Markie of theft. So while the criminal charges didn't stick, he couldn't release that tune or that album because he used that sample and didn't get permission for it, and Gilbert O'Sullivan sued him. And so there are other different instances as far as artists not even asking permission and, taking court. And one was 2 Live Crew. Back in 1989, they released a song called Pretty Woman. I am not going to play that, Travis, because we're not going to even think about playing that one.
Walking Down the Street?
Two totally different songs.
Did Roy Orbison sue him?
It's Roy Orbison, and he asked for permission to use that sample. They rejected it. 2 Live Crew said, man, we're going to put that out anyway. They sued him. He came out and said Pretty Woman was a parody, not a sample, and he won. So they could release that, and he didn't have to do anything for that tune. The case went all the way to the Supreme Court, which reversed an earlier appeals court ruling and said the song couldn't have been a fair use because of its commercial nature. They also agreed that with the initial federal district court ruling that said 2 Live Crew song was not similar enough to Orbison's to constitute wholesale infringement. So they went all the way to the Supreme Court about this one. So a couple of other instances where samples were made and they didn't get permission. We go MC Hammer, and MC Hammer didn't even attempt to even ask Rick James to sample Super Freak with You Can't Touch This.
Yeah.
He didn't even ask him. He just put it out there and never got permission. The whole bass line for that song is Super Freak. That's all we know. Well, Rick James sued him when he heard it. The case was settled out of court, not just for money, but for a songwriting credit. And the result was that Rick James won a Grammy for You Can't Touch This, not even on the track. Only Grammy he ever won.
That's incredible.
Well, for a song that he didn't put out.
That's amazing.
But Hammer won. He won a Grammy for You Can't Touch This, and MC Hammer did not even think about asking him for permission for that. I'm trying to see which other ones I want to put out here before we get out. Okay, so Ice Cube. Ice Cube had a song called A Gangster's Fairy Tale that he released on his first album in back in 1990. That had to have been the first one when he broke off. What's the name of that damn album? Why is that? Why am I pulling a blank on Cube's first album? Anyway, I'm getting caught up in this. So America's Most Wanted. God, boy, that's losing a card right there. I apologize to everyone out there. That is, I damn sure should have known that. And I'll never forget it again. America's Most Wanted. It's a gangster's fairy tale that was out. And he sampled the theme music to Mr. Rogers' TV show on a gangster's fairy tale. And they got sued for it. They said they were asked for permission. They denied it, but they put the song out anyway, and they still had to pay because they used his name in it and everything. So Ice Cube wound up having to pay Mr. Rogers.
No way.
Because he used the song in his, he used the theme song for Mr. Rogers in his song. Okay, a couple more. Run DMC sampled My Sharona and got sued by the Knack 20 years after the fact.
Well, it's...
Because you listen to It's Tricky, it's My Sharona. It's just basically, I remember one time we were doing it for, we were going to do that. Bob and I did It's Tricky for Ticket Stock. And the band was asking, okay, I was like, it's basically My Sharona. So if you can play My Sharona, you're going It's Tricky. Well, they put that out in 1983 that It's Tricky was on there. That's their It's Tricky was on their third studio album back in 1987. And My Sharona was released by the Knack back in 1979. 20 years later, in 2006, they decided to sue Run DMC for copy infringement, claiming they hadn't heard of the song until 2005, and no one pointed out to them.
They
also sued iTunes and Napster and anyone else distributing It's Tricky, and the case was settled in 2009. Don't know how much it was
smarter than to wait. Smarter than to wait until technology caught up.
20 years later, right. And it's like, you know what? To shut everything up, we'll just absolutely pay. And they settled that thing out of court. And of course, I think we all know the one with Diddy as he put his song out, I'll Be Missing You, when
with Sting,
when Biggie died, when he got shot, he put, I'll be missing you out. And, dude, Sting got so much money off this because he didn't ask for permission to use that song.
That is so recognizable.
Yep. He said that in an interview, he said that Elton John first heard the song on the radio and called him and told him he was about to be a millionaire. So Elton John hears it. He calls Sting like, dude, you are about to get paid. Why is that? That's using your song for this. And, So first part, Sting said he was getting a check from Diddy for $2,000 a day for the song. Diddy later clarified that it was $5,000 a day. Then they went on and said that it was all a joke. But he made a lot of money from that song, dude.
It's a ton
of cash.
Interesting that these artists that take these samples, knowing it's somebody else's music, don't try to ask. They have to know eventually they're going to come after this.
You would think so, because you're putting it out there like that. And another So Nicki Minaj in 2018 had a song out that she wanted to sample the lyrics and the music from Tracy Chapman's Baby Can I Hold You? And Tracy Chapman said no. They asked plenty more times and she kept saying no. Huh. I don't want my song used like that. So Nicki Minaj didn't put it on her album. But she accidentally leaked this to a DJ that played it on the radio, and she got sued anyway. So she had to pay $450,000 to Tracy Chapman, a settlement, because it accidentally leaked to a radio DJ out in New York, and they played it, and she was denied over and and over again.
Like, the person who owns it told you no, and you're like, I'll do it anyway. Okay, well, fine. You're going to pay me for it.
Yeah. And it's almost $500,000. So, yeah, I saw that Betty Wright thing. It just made me think about other sampling moments that Betty Wright just said, screw it. I'm going to go out there and put my own track out there and diss Color Me Bad and some of the other instances.